You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Art, I know it's not too local, but there's this story about a giant, I think it's an Argentine lizard, the Argentine black and white tegu lizard that is making its way up from Florida and eating its way into South Carolina, which sounds fascinating to me. So I thought we'd turn to our expert, Frank Robb, to help us out with that. Frank, welcome back to the Afternoon News.
Hey, Steve. Thanks, buddy. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So do you have experience with these lizards?
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually in Argentina and in Florida.
You chased them in Argentina?
I was in Argentina a couple of years ago for a crocodile specialist group meeting, and we played with some down there. And, of course, we have some up here in Florida now, so it's kind of part of it.
So the way I hear is it started like the pythons, really, right? They were people's pets, and they got out into the wild, and they've just been, they've been having a good time spreading quickly.
Yes, sir. Their biggest thing is they're egg eaters. You know, of course, they'll eat small mammals and reptiles and birds, too, but they love eggs of any kind. So here in Florida, they're big on alligator eggs. The state's been very worried about them eating crocodile eggs and gopher tortoise eggs. And they like to be in burrows, so the gopher tortoise burrow and natural areas around here are kind of just, it's their jam.
Right. So, I mean, is it the sort of thing that if you're driving down the road in Florida, you might see one?
No, you're more likely to see other invasive species or exotic species like iguanas than you are tegus, but they're getting in pretty large number down in South Florida.
Yeah.
Every now and then we have one up here towards Central Florida, but not nearly as often as they have them down there.
Well, how do you trap them?
Yeah, the way they do is they put a live trap out and put an egg in it, and they love eggs. They will come right in the trap.
You know, what I didn't say at the top, which I should have, is these lizards grow to dog size, right?
Yeah, they can get to 5 feet in length and, you know, be 50, 60 pounds.
Wow. And so you just put do they like the eggs fried, scrambled, poached? What kind of egg do you put in there?
Raw, yep. Right out of the chicken, it's good to go, yep.
Okay, now this is kind of a serious question, but so shelled, or they're still in the shell? I mean, they can detect...
Yes, sir. Yeah, they eat the egg still in the shell, yes,
yeah,
sir.
But so they can detect clearly the egg. They don't need to have it cracked or something so that they can smell it. They can find it shelled.
Oh, yeah, their sense of smell is ridiculous, as it is with a lot of reptiles. Their sense of smell, it's like a lot of things, reptilian. If they wanted to be hunting people all day long, we'd be in trouble, but thankfully they're not that big.
Have they ever attacked a human?
No, but they can leave a pretty nasty bite.
Yeah, and so, how are things elsewise with you? I mean, how's the alligator hunting business?
I'm taking some time off right now with everything going on with my heart, so I've been trying to get that patched up. You know, I finally think I've got it narrowed down to a couple of surgeons, and just trying to figure out what's next.
Yeah, we had this weird coincidence. You and I talked a couple weeks ago because you found you need heart surgery. That's not a tegu lizard in the background, right? That's one of yours.
Yeah, that's my buddy's kid. His wife's in surgery right now. So,
oh, my gosh.
As a kid from McDonald's.
Well, so, good for you. You and I have this weird coincidence in that you had that surgery. What's the name of it? What's it called?
Pectoral excavatus.
Right. So they kind of, and not to be too graphic, but they broke all our ribs, took our sternum out, and then put a pin behind it to try to protect the heart, right? And I had it when I was a kid. You had it when you were a kid. And that came out the last time we talked. And I mentioned to you that I had to have it, redone, I think, 3 or 4 years ago because the scar tissue was kind of crushing my heart. It was pushing against my heart. And as we get on the phone here, you said you were going to have it done as well?
Yeah, I was talking to a surgeon today, another guy who told me, you know, I'd love to help you, but if we just fixed your heart and didn't do the rest of the problem, we'd be setting you up for failure later on down the road. Yet, again, being the tall, thin guys we are,
right,
and the way our chest is built, one of my lungs was partially, you know, not collapsed, but pushed down on, and my heart was kind of being crushed, like you said. So if they were going to open me up and fix my heart anyhow, they figured they're going to go ahead and do this at the same time.
Right.
So go ahead and fix it.
You know, Kathy and Judy used to be on this air, and they had what they called the Merry Medical Christmas, where people would get together and talk about their illnesses. So I don't mean to get too much into it, but yeah, I had it. And I will tell you, the doctor told me that, you know, the pain, it's excruciating. The word he used was excruciating. It was pretty painful. But, you know, they know what they're doing, and I'm sure you're going to be in good hands. And I'm hoping for the best. Do you know when it's going to happen?
Oh, no, sir. He wants me to have it before Christmas.
Okay.
So in the next few weeks here, it's going to come together. It's going to come together pretty quick, I think.
Well, listen, we will have you in our hearts, and and no pun there.
Sir, I appreciate that, buddy.
Keep us updated, and we'll keep everyone here updated as well, okay?
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much for having me. And, yeah, don't stress out too much about the Tegus coming and taking over the world. It's not quite going to happen yet.
And they're not going to survive in Illinois anyway, right? We can barely survive in Illinois.
No, sir. The whole thing about them traveling from south to north with global warming, you know, of course the world's getting warmer, but they're not taking over the whole southeast United States.
Okay. Frank Robb, Alligator Frank, who brought us Chance the Snapper. Listen, be well, and we'll keep in touch, okay? Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Steve. Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.